Our story today called, Do You Build Bridges or Fences? Once upon a time, two brothers who lived on adjoining farms fell into conflict. It was the first serious rift in 40 years of farming side by side, sharing machinery, trading labor and goods as needed without a conflict. Then the long collaboration fell apart. It began with a small misunderstanding and it grew into a major difference. Finally, it exploded into an exchange of bitter words followed by weeks of silence. One morning there was a knock on the older brother's door. He opened it to find a man with a carpenter's toolbox. I'm looking for a few days' work, he said. Perhaps you would have a few small jobs here and there I could help with. Yes, said the older brother, I do have a job for you. Look across the creek at that farm. That's my neighbor. In fact, it's my younger brother. Last week, there was a meadow between us that he took his bulldozer to the river levee, and now there's a creek between us. Well, he may have done this to spite me, but I'll do him one better. See that pile of lumber by the barn? I want you to build me a fence. An 8-foot fence, so I won't need to see his place or his face anymore. The carpenter said, I think I understand the situation. Show me the nails and post hole digger, and I'll be able to do a job that pleases you. The older brother had to go to town, so he helped the carpenter get the materials ready, and then he was off for the day. The carpenter worked hard all that day, measuring, sawing, nailing. But sunset, when the farmer returned, the carpenter had just finished his job. The farmer's eyes opened wide, his jaw dropped. There was no fence at all. It was a bridge. A bridge stretching from one side of the creek to the other. A fine piece of work. Handrails and all. And the neighbor, his younger brother, was coming toward him, his arms outstretched. You're quite a fellow to build this bridge after all I've said and done. The two brothers stood at the end of the bridge. Then they met in the middle, taking each other's hand. They turned to see the carpenter hoist his toolbox onto his shoulder. No, wait, stay a few days. I've got a lot of other projects for you, said the older brother. I'd love to stay on, said the carpenter, but I have many more bridges to build. From Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.